Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parsha's Bahar B'chukosai, that is Perchav Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. Vayadabar Shalom Moshe Lamer, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Dabar El B'nai Israel, Valmar Talim, speak to the B'nai Israel and tell them, Ish Kiyafli Neder, Be'erkha Nefashas Lashem, when a man expresses a vow to Hashem in regards to the valuation of a person or of a soul, more literally. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Bez, Kiyafli, if a man's going to express Yafarsh Befiv, he expresses it with his mouth, Be'erkha Nefashas, in a valuation of souls, litein erech nefashes, to give the value of a soul to the Beis HaMikdash, loimer, by saying, meaning he says, erech davar shenafshe teluya bai alai, the value that something which life depends on is incumbent upon me to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. Now this is the topic of arachin, which is vows that have to do with the value of a person. A person could donate the value of a man, a woman, a child, someone who's older, someone who's younger, and now we're going to learn about that. Pasuk Gimel in the Chumash, v'haya erecha zachar, and the value of a male shall be, miben esrim shana, Ad ben Shishim Shana, if he's anywhere between 20 and 60 years old, v'haya erkacha chamishim shekel kasef v'shekel kodesh, and his value shall be 50 silver shkalim of holy shkalim. Vim nekevahi, and if we're talking about a female, v'haya erkacha shleshim shekel, the value shall be 30 shekel. Vim ben chamesh shanim v'ad ben esrim shana, if we're dealing with someone who's between 5 and 20 years old, v'haya erkacha hazachar, and if we're dealing with a male, esrim shkalim, it's going to be 20 shekel. V'la nekev aser shkalim, and a female 10 shekel. Vim ben chodesh v'ad ben chamesh shanim, if it's somewhere in between a month and 5 years, v'haya erkacha hazachar, and we're dealing with a male, Chamisha shkalim kasef, that's 5 silver shekel, v'nakeva erkecha, and the value of a female will be shleshes shkalim kasef, 3 silver shekel. V'im ben shishim shana v'mala, if we're dealing with someone 60 years and up, im zacher, if it's a male, v'haya erkecha chamisha asar shekel, the value will be 15 shekel, v'nakeva asar shkalim, and for a female, 10 shekel. However, the pasuk tells us, v'im machum erkecha, if he's too poor for that valuation, v'imidu lifnei ha-kayin, they stand him in front of the kayin, v'erich oisei ha-kayin, and the kayin shall evaluate this person, al pi asher tasig yad ha-noyder, yarichenu ha-kayin. According to what the hand of the person who made this vow he can afford, that's how the kayin sets his evaluation. Whatever he can afford, that's what he should pay, and the kayin is the one that decides that. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, pasuk gimel, v'haya erkecha, ein erech zel shayin damim. This doesn't have to do with his market value as a slave, ela benchu yakar benchu zel, whether or not he would be expensive or cheap on the slave market, kifi shanav, everything over here is based off of his age, hu erech hakatzav olav, that is the value that's set for him, b'parsha zu, in this section of Torah. Jump to pasuk hein Rashi, vim ben chamei shanim, v'loya neider katan, we're not talking about that the person making the vow is a katan, shem b'divrei katan klum, because a katan that says that he's giving something to the Beis HaMikdash, that doesn't mean anything. Elo, rather, what are we saying? Gadol sha'amar, erech katan zeh, shehu ben chamei shanim, olai, the value of this person who's 5 years old, that's upon me to pay to the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi Pasuk Zayin tells us something interesting. Vim ben shishim shanim, mishimagil imi azikna, once they reach their old age, 60 and up, ha'isha krev lechashav kish, a woman is closer to the value of a man. When they were in between 20 and 60, the difference was far greater. It was a difference between 50 shekel and 20 shekel, but now when they're older, 60 and up, the difference is 15 and 10 shekel. And why is that? Rashi explains, Shareo ish paichas bizdaknoi. That's because a man, he decreases in value when he reaches his old age. Yoyser mishlish be'erkoi, more than a third of his value. He goes from 50 to 15. Ve'isha ena paichas el shlish me'erkoi, a woman only decreases by a third of her valuation. That's from 30 to 10. Damri inchi, people say, saba be'besa, when there's an old man, a zedi, a saba in the house, pacha be'besa, there's something broken in the house. Safta be'besa, when Safta's here, when you have a bubby around, sima be'besa, there's a treasure in the house, v'simana tav be'besa, and there's a good sign in the house. So in this Rashi, we have a bit of a shout out to all bubbies, and the Zadies, they have what to work on. Pasuk Chesen Rashi, v'machu she'en yadim ha-seges, he doesn't have enough money, he can't afford it, li'tein o'er chazeh, to give this valuation. V'amidai, he stands in front of the kayin, l'ne'erach lifnei ha-kayin, meaning the one who's being evaluated, the one whose value is being pledged, he stands in front of the kayin, v'yarichenu, the kayin should evaluate him, l'fi ha-sagas yad ha-shamarech, based off of what the person who made the vow can afford. Al-pi asher tasig, whatever he can afford, l'fi ma'ashi yeshle, based off of what he has, yisadrenu, the kayin shall arrange for him. V'yashrula, he has to leave for him, kidei chayev, whatever he needs for his actual basic life. Mita, his bed, kar, a pillow, kesis, a cover, clay umnas, the tools of his trade, imhaya chamar, if he's a donkey driver, ma'ashrula chamari, the kayin will leave his donkey for him, but everything else the kayin will take for his neder. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, and now we move on to another type of neder being donated to the Beis HaMikdash, vim behema, if we're dealing with an animal, asher akrivu menu karban la'ashem, that this type of animal could be brought as a karban to Hashem. Kol asher yiten menu la'ashem mi ha-kadosh, whatever's going to be given from it to Hashem, that's going to be holy. Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes, tells us, kol asher yiten menu. Amar, this person said, raga shel zu oila, the foot of this animal should be an oila. Dvar Karv Kayamin, so we uphold his words. V'timacher, the animal should be sold at Tzarcha Eila for a person who needs to bring an animal as an Eila. The entire animal is brought by its new owner as an Eila. V'damei Chulin, and the money paid for it goes to Chulin, chutz midmei Eisa Eivar, except for the value of that limb, which already is Kadosh. Back to the Chumash Pasuk Yod, we're still discussing a person making an animal Kadosh. Lo yachlifenu, he's not allowed to exchange it v'lo yamar Eisa, he's not allowed to substitute it. Taiv bara a rabba taiv, meaning he's not allowed to take this animal which is Kadosh and say, you want to know what? This animal is not Kadosh, let's transfer its Kedusha onto a different animal. He's not allowed to do that. Vim hamer yamir behema behema, and if he does substitute one animal for another, v'hayahu usmurasa ya Kadosh, it and its substitute both are Kadosh. Vim kol behema tmea, and if we're dealing with a tame animal, an impure animal, asher lo yakriv menu karbon lashem, this animal cannot be used as a karbon, v'hemet es habehema fnei hakayin, and this animal shall be stood in front of the kayin, v'herech hakayin oisa, and the kayin shall evaluate it. Ke'erch hakayin kenia, whatever the valuation of the kayin is, that shall be, meaning that is the amount the person has to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi Pasuk Yud Beis tells us, Ke'erch hakayin kenia, l'shar kol adam, this is talking about a different person, habalik naisa, that comes to buy this animal, miyad hektesh, from hektesh. Remember, this animal is already in the possession of Beis HaMikdash, so we're saying however much the kayin evaluates this animal as, that's how much the person has to pay. But back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vimgal Yigaleno, if this person himself that donated the animal, he decides to redeem it, v'yasav chamishisa al erkecha, so he has to add a fifth to the valuation. Whenever we have a person redeeming something that he himself made kodesh, he has to add a fifth to its evaluation. And the pasuk continues, v'ishkiyakdish is based on kodesh Hashem, if a person makes his house kodesh for Hashem, v'richa kayin bein taiv bein ra, the kayin shall evaluate it, whether good or for the bad, kasher yarech oisa kayin kein yakum, however the kayin evaluates it, so shall it be established. If this person himself, he redeems his house, v'yasav chamishas kasav erkecha alav, v'hayoloi, and he shall add on a fifth of its evaluation to it, and then it shall be his. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with another aliyah discussing different pledges and vows to the Beis HaMikdash. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.